You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 9th, 2020, the attending physician for the U.S. Capitol said that a coronavirus patient did attend the Conservative Political Action Conference outside D.C., had contact with several members of Congress. They've been told about it, and they're doing their own self-quarantine issues. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas being one of them. Said, I'll just be working from a closed area for a while for the next couple of weeks, and I'm feeling fine. Don't worry about it. No symptoms, but precautions will outweigh any concern beyond that. You heard on the news report how much Dow is down, something like 2,000 points from the beginning, recovering 600-700, falling back again. Part of it has to do with the oil war that's erupted between Saudi Arabia and Russia. And it's because of that and the coronavirus. All of this now has the New York Federal Reserve increasing its daily cash injections into the banking system from $100 billion to $150 billion. Don't you wish you could throw money at your problem like that? Now, this oil price war could work for your benefit. The national average price of gas was $238. But now going into this oil price war, some are saying you could look for oil to be below $2 a gallon. Politics, a poll conducted March 5th through the 7th, shows President Trump still leading former Vice President Joe Biden in a matchup in key battleground states. The margin between the two is still slim, but this shows that in Michigan and Wisconsin, Trump leads Biden by 2 points, in Pennsylvania by one, obviously within the margin of error. Now, when you look at just Biden against Sanders, the CNN poll shows that former Vice President Biden has a double-digit lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. They are getting the candidate they want. The mainstream media did not want Bernie Sanders. And they're finding a way to shove him out. And the more they can do so, the more they will. And they love touting numbers that show Biden has a double-digit lead over Sanders. This poll finds 52% of registered voters who are Democrats, are Democrat-leaning independents, say they want to see Biden win. Of course, we're still waiting to see what Senator Elizabeth Warren does for her endorsement, as if it's going to make any difference. In the meantime, the former vice president also is looking at what's going to happen with the Michigan primary today. According to a Detroit Free Press poll, in Michigan, he has a 24-point lead over Bernie Sanders. Because of coronavirus, Italy is shutting down a quarter of the nation's population. In the northern and central provinces, those in Milan and Venice will be banned from traveling unless they have clear reasons and permission. And, of course, the left cannot pass up an opportunity to weaponize coronavirus in politics against Trump. We now have some in Congress stating if the president doesn't care about his people, he's going to get them sick. Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat of California, said he is putting his most ardent supporters at risk because he continues to hold political rallies. They don't want him to have any attention. Militants in Gaza have been using party balloons to deliver bombs. That's right, those helium-filled balloons. They fill them up, let them loose. They let them fall wherever they might be, and they're armed with an explosive. A 5.8 quake off Northern California, 5.8, Northern California. No immediate reports of any damage, no tsunami warnings, no watches issued at this time. But, of course, they'll continue to wait to see if there'll be additional tremors and additional concerns. California just waiting, always waiting for the next little bit of shaking. This next story, I could not make this up. I'm reading it as it's in front of me. Harvey Weinstein, as I call him, Weinstein, as you know, is in jail. He fell and hit his head. He fell and hit his head while trying to walk rather than use his wheelchair yesterday. The convicted sex offender found guilty of two sex crimes last month to be transferred from Bellevue Hospital to Rikers Island, but he fell and hit his head. No, he did not try to hang himself, nor did he kill himself like that other well-known name did. He didn't hang himself either, did he? Or did he? Harvey Weinstein hurt his little head.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So, one other point on the coronavirus, as you heard me mention in news and commentary a moment ago, how it's already being weaponized for politics. Now, we had in the last hour a statement by the White House press spokeswoman who said this is not something that should be made ready for political headlines and build a political narrative around. But the left is going to do what they're going to do. And Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat of California, complaining that because Trump will not cancel his rallies, he's putting people at risk. Her words. The fact he's not willing to cancel various rallies suggests he's willing to place even his most ardent supporters at risk because we're supposed to stay 6 feet away from other persons in order to mitigate the exchange of those viruses. I think that he is showing, unfortunately, why he is so ill-prepared to guide our country during this time of the crisis. Has she raised an issue about Biden and his rallies? Or Senator Sanders? Is it because those attending their rallies are perfectly pure and clean and would have no disease? And they're suggesting you are filthy, unwashed? Where do they get off doing that? They get off doing that because they've just kind of accepted and made us, or try to force us to accept, that they can do anything they want, and you can't. Let me give you an example how some things are changing. Joe Biden is already saying, according to a report in Axios, he's discussing a list of cabinet picks. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Many would be from the Obama administration. basically creating an effective third term for them. Secretary of State John Kerry could come in to that role again or be appointed to another cabinet-level position. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, never nominated for Secretary of State because fear she couldn't survive confirmation after the Benghazi attack, misinformation. Maybe this time she would. And, of course, former rivals, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, but could be in the U.N. ambassador, a U.S. trade representative. And maybe Senators Amy Klobuchar, looking to be Biden's running mate. Or Kamala Harris. Now, wait just a second. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, along with Senator Cory Booker, had accused Joe Biden of being racist. You remember that? Let me help you. Harris, let me see. Let me get this in front of me here. All right, here it is. She's was talking about how, here it is. Remember, she was doing a little story and narrative about a little girl that couldn't go to school, part of her class, because she was a black child and was not going to be allowed to go to that school and had to be bused in. And Biden had made some remark that then Senator Harris decided to use these words. I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden. I do not believe you are racist. I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, it was actually very hurtful to hear you talk about reputations of two U.S. senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. Remember what Biden was talking about, Senator Strom Thurmond and others saying that they were great. They were great Americans. And she said they were the ones pushing for us to continue to be segregated. And she can say, as she did then, I do not believe you're racist, but if you side with racists, if you accept them, you endorse them, does that make you a racist? Now do you know what she's doing? She's suddenly endorsing the former vice president, saying that he has, quote, served the country with dignity and he cares about the people and can therefore unify the people. Those are her words now. And yet in that first Democrat debate in Miami, Florida last summer, she basically did call him a racist. Now she wants to be part of the new regime. She's not the only one to pull the race card and now put it away because conditions have changed. She's not going to be the nominee for the Democrat Party. It appears he will be, he R. Sanders, and so she's going to be buddy-buddy with Joe Biden. And here comes another one, Senator Cory Booker, Democrat in New Jersey. Do you remember what he said about Joe Biden? Let me see. Let's get his quote out right. Again, when Biden was talking about his great work with Senators Eastland and Herman Talmadge and how great they were segregationist. And Senator Booker said, Biden is a presidential nominee, and to say something like that, about him invoking a terrible, powerful dynamic, shows he has a lack of understanding or insensitivity by invoking this idea that he was called son by white segregationists who, yes, they see him in them, their son. In other words, Booker also called Biden racist because of his past work with segregationist senators. His position on criminal justice reform. Biden is a racist. now Cory Booker, today is endorsing Biden. He said, the answer to hatred and division is to reignite our spirit of common purpose. Joe Biden will restore honor to the Oval Office and tackle our most pressing challenges, so I'm proud to endorse Joe. So here are two U.S. senators, one woman, one man, both black Americans, and they called former Vice President Biden a racist. But now they're going to put that card away because they think maybe we can do something with him. And if I'm going to be with him, I got to drop that card and not call him that anymore. So do they change their views? Is he a racist or is he not? If it's that easy to be so incensed and that you have a right in your mind to call someone a racist, and suddenly you want to turn around and say, well, you know, maybe I can get something from them and I might be part of the new team, so I'm not going to go to work for them. I mean, I want to work for them, so I'm going to drop the term. I'll share something with you. Before I started and moved the radio show to this station, I was encouraged by some other people to talk to a guy that had his set of radio stations and said he really likes you, you'd be great for his programming, and you should talk to him, and man, you'll get an immediate promotion, everything else, and you'll get a lot of attention. And I said, who are you talking about? And when they gave me the guy's name, I said, no, not going to. Why? Well, because he throws the N-word around on the air on a continuous basis and has no concern about doing so. They said, well, you at least call it. I said, look, I will, since you brought it up and you think this is good, I will respect and call, but I'm going to make it clear it's not going to work. So I call the guy. And he's anxious to hear from me. And he asked about someone else at the station where I'm working. Or I brought it up somehow or another. And he throws out the N-word, reference that person. And I said, you know what, I know you do that on your air, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. He said, well, I do. He said, it's not used in the way that other people might use it. He said, I even call white people that, and sometimes I say they're good N-words, or they're bad, you know. I said, I don't care. I don't like any of it. And there's no way I would come to work for you and work in that environment. Well, your people were saying, I said, no, it's not my people. The people you were talking to don't represent me. He said, well, they were believing that you could come to work over here and you could do your thing and I'd do my thing and it would create an interesting. I said, no, it's not going to. And I'll get over there and lay down in bed with you and collect all your fleas and your infections. I'm not about to. And then, of course, as I continue to insist, I don't like you using the word, he said, well, I like using it. It was a race to see who was going to hang up the phone first. So here we have Senator Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, who felt bold enough and strong enough to make a statement that Joe Biden was racist, honoring racist, honoring segregationist, not doing the right thing in their viewpoint. And yet now it's forgiven. You think it's really forgiven or just put aside for now? And if you believe in something that strongly, can you really just do an about face? Well, I guess in politics you can. In politics, you can turn right around and walk away from it and say, Well, we're going to be best of buddies from now on. Now, I do know that politics makes strange bedfellows. We all know that. We hear it. But are there not some principles that you're going to stand on and stand by? They have no problem calling Trump a racist without anything whatsoever to back it up. And they don't back down from that because they have nothing they're going to get from him, nor do they want anything from him at this time. In the past, Trump was not considered a racist when he was not a political candidate, not a president of the United States. He was a source of great money, and he was a buddy-buddy. And I guess they were willing to swallow their fear and concern that he was a racist at that point, right? You're never going to have sincere, honest respect if you don't stand on principle. If you're going to fold each and every time because it placates you or gets you an edge over someone else. And, of course, they still had the Bernie Sanders battle to go with Biden. And, yes, she is still lurking outside the door. She's just outside the door. Is anyone going to open the door and let her in? You know who I'm talking about. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So I got some comments coming in at Larry Connors USA Facebook where you can text while we're underway. A couple of comments regarding the coronavirus and one of them involving coronavirus and toilet paper. Yeah, I'll get to that before we wrap up today's show. But Joe Biden appears closer to carrying the banner for the Democrats. Exactly what the mainstream Democrats wanted. They really, well, they didn't want him, but now they do. And the mainstream news services did not really want him, but they didn't want Bernie. Well, there's something new that Biden is going to have to deal with. A new report from Politico says that his brother, James, and his dealings with medical companies, including AmeriCorps Health, opening up allegations that James Biden was engaged in fraud, trading on his brother's name, claiming Joe was interested in one of the ventures, and the family name could provide opportunities. The former executive of AmeriCorps said it was all smoke and mirrors, trying to get us to buy into something. At the same time, they were saying that Joe Biden is all part of it and will help out and get us some loan monies out of South Korea and elsewhere, money from the Middle East. So there's another little rock to be overturned and see what's under it regarding where the Bidens are. But the problem is, can Joe, if he ends up carrying the banner, still defeat Trump? New York Post writer Michael Goodwin says, the Democrats' hunt for a Trump toppler, someone who can slay Trump, might lead back to you know who.
At some point, the Democrats are going to realize he can't do it. And it's clear the party will not accept Bernie Sanders. They'll do anything. Right. And so Hillary, I think, will be one of the options. And when you compare her to the other options, Michael Bloomberg or Pete Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar, for example, she's clearly the best option they have as a backup plan.
Uh-oh. And you thought she was gone. She could be in the next room waiting. Bang the gong, here she comes. Michael Goodwin is a political writer, commentator for Fox News and also the New York Post. He says, in his opinion, the one that's in the wings, waiting, hoping for an invitation, would be Hillary. Are you laughing? Are you crying? Are you in shock? Goodwin also says there are questions to be raised about Joe Biden's mental capacity, his mental health. Do you think that's a good target, or is it something being fabricated? And are you willing to say, well, they do it to Trump, why can't we do it reference Biden? Let's take a look at that. When we continue, please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDruryLaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So there's a lot of noise about remarks that Joe Biden made over the weekend while visiting Missouri, in Kansas City, and in St. Louis. And in the crowd, I think I saw someone stated he drew something like 10,000 to one of these events. I don't think so, but I don't care. I mean, you know, it's nothing compared to what Trump gets anyway. Probably 1,000 or 1,500 more like it. I think somebody misplaced a zero or decimal point. Kind of like when the MSNBC anchors the other day were talking about how, you know, you could take all of the money Michael Bloomberg spent on his campaign and give $1 million to every American. Idiots. I know I was not great in math. I hated math. I joke, and maybe it's not entirely a joke, that we first had real math in third grade, and it was the longest 3 years of my life. But the point being, as these news anchors are talking the other day, you take all of Michael Bloomberg's money that he spent, he could have given every American $1 million. He spent $500 million. We have a population of 330 million. He could give every one of them $1 million. Someone didn't tell them the zeros don't carry that far. But that's their issue. So Joe Biden, whether or not they had the crowd counted correct, there's a piece of video that I've seen, I'm sure you have as well, where you see him kind of saying, the only way we can only reelect Donald Trump. And he does say those words. Now here come the leftists saying it's manipulated, and even Twitter, which had decided to start labeling things that are manipulated video, decided to pull that tag out and use it for the first time on this story. The White House spokesman, the social media director, Dan Scavino, who posted the video showing Biden stumbling on a speech in Kansas City, where he said, "Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump. Excuse me, we can only elect Donald Trump." They say, well, it was cut off by the clip. It was manipulated, because what he said in full was, we can only re-elect Donald Trump if, in fact, we get engaged in this circular firing squad here. It's got to be a positive campaign, so join us. I don't know if that really adds a lot of clarification, but that's what they say was the full sentence. I haven't found the full sentence anywhere, so all we do have is, excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump. But Joe Biden's constant misstatements have been raising questions with many. That's that they were a little concerned. I mean, Trump makes fun of him as being called Sleepy Joe. The night talk shows joke around about him that he doesn't seem to have his hand on the pulse every day of what he's trying to say. I'm going to tell you this. I think all of us are entitled to get a pass, especially if it's a live event, and if you're doing what they're doing, campaigning on a continuous basis over and over again, which by that description should mean Trump is really very, very good. He doesn't make the kind of mistakes we're seeing from Joe. Does he make some mistakes? He has. He will. It's just part of the animal. It's going to happen. But questions about Joe Biden and his mental capacity and state of well-being. Is this a good and fair question to raise? In the last segment, I let you hear a clip from Michael Goodwin, who is the writer for the New York Post, also a contributor to Fox News, when he's talking about it may be time to lead Hillary Clinton back in to the front of the party, because they've got no one else. Michael Goodwin is also raising questions about the mental capacity, the cognitive ability, the overall balance of Joe Biden and his capability. Please listen.
These gaffes are not gaffes, and the sudden miracle turnaround that he had starting in South Carolina and then on Super Tuesday, politically it's terrific. The Democrats quickly, you know, circle the wagons, protect him. Now it's down to a two-man race. He's the clear front runner. But that
it's the same guy.
Exactly. That person has not gotten better as this, as fast as his campaign did. So, and we already saw it over the weekend. He gets tied up in these sentences that are not that complex. He can't speak, and there's clearly some cognitive issue going on. You look at video of him 6-7 years ago, he's a different person. Right. So fast forward, what would he be in a year? What would he be in 2 years?
Let's see, there's the question. And Goodwin's referring to this statement, whether or not you believe it was edited maliciously or just incomplete, where Biden is basically saying the only thing we can do is reelect Donald Trump. Or if you accept the fact that he just misstated, got caught up in his words. And any guy in particular, have you ever gone to call for one of your children to come, and mothers, possibly you as well, call for one of your children to come to you, and you go through every child's name before the reach the name of the child you're trying to call. And sometimes maybe the pet's name before you, you know, hey, Joe, Jim, Sally, you know, we do that. That's understandable. So I wouldn't want to pin everything down on his mental capacity based on this kind of remark. But the point that Goodwin raises is that compared to 6-7 years ago, and then the question, What about going forward? That's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate question of every candidate, especially depending on their age. That would include Trump. He's basically saying that Biden is not the same guy he was 6 or 7 years ago. At this age, I would probably agree that he's correct about Biden. I'm not sure I'm the same person I was 6 or 7 years ago. How about you? But the key here is if you're going to become president, what are you going to be like in another 2 or 3 years? And I don't mind going and raise the same question to Trump. See, I'm willing to look at it on both sides. The problem with the Democrats, they're only going to want to look at one side. And they're not going to like us questioning Joe Biden's mental capacity. They did not like us questioning Hillary Clinton's physical capacity as she took that little stumble a couple, three times during the campaign. And she did hit her head at one point and used it as her best excuse when she was talking to the FBI about her email. Well, you know, I did hit my head, and I don't remember everything. Which should have said, whoa, wait a minute. And you want to be president? Here's what else happened, though. Reference this statement that Biden made the other day when the video went out. Now, again, the White House media director, Dan Scavino, says we did not edit the video. We did not try to change it. We did not fabricate it. We didn't do anything wrong. We did not manipulate it. Well, social media platform Twitter decided we're going to label it as manipulated media. They had recently decided that they were going to have as of last month, Twitter, a policy designed to apply to media that has been, quote, significantly and deceptively altered or fabricated. I have to ask you a question. If you just leave something off, if you don't give a complete statement from someone, you are altering it to some extent, but then are you doing it with malice and with deception? I don't know the whole story about the Biden statement, but someone at Twitter decided it is deserving of our new label, manipulated media. If Twitter is serious about this, there will not be anything that goes out by either party on any tweet machine in the future they will not label as manipulated, totally manipulated, fabricated, whatever else they want to call it. But what I fear is we're not going to see the same scrutiny for the Democrats and what they're doing. It will be basically used as a weapon against Republicans and conservatives. And I would say Twitter is manipulating. Joe Biden did make some remarks recently, and someone had sent me a copy of some of his comments, his own words. I'm going to read some of them in a moment for you. And it's pretty scary and hard to follow, let me put it that way. But I'll read them. Not trying to pass judgment. I'm just going to read some of the words. And we'll also go back to our Facebook comments I've received already at Larry Connors USA Facebook, and I'll try to get a couple of those in. Reference coronavirus, and in particular, the scare and the rush for toilet paper. Oh, yeah, we do everything on this program. Everything. We'll take a short break and be right back.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Slate Magazine is a daily mag on the web podcast network. It's a general interest publication Some say it's too liberal. Some say it's too conservative. They like to think of themselves as basically contrarian. In other words, against whatever you think they are. They did a piece, and my boots on the ground correspondent in Chicago pulled this up for me and said, I don't know if you saw this, and I had not, so I thank him. And it's titled, Let's Get to Know Our New Democrat Frontrunner in His Own Words. Take it away, Joe. An article compiled by Ashley Feinberg. And they're talking about how the 77-year-old Joe Biden has done so well, coming in at the top now, the once 29 candidates, and some of the remarks he made from time to time. Let me see. He said, no one can any longer. I remember when I introduced that bill back in 1986. That means the CAFE standards. He said, what the hell are you talking about, Biden? What's the crisis? Well, it wasn't. We didn't have Superstorm Sandy at that time. We didn't have all these things occurring. We weren't losing species where they'll never return. I mean, there's a whole range of things. Look at what's happening now in the Amazon. Amazon is a natural carbon sink. Where was he going with that? Again, he's saying, this is something I know. I know how to protect the environment. And then he deals with the arms control era. Talks about what he did there to make things better or worse with China. He talked about Los Angeles. He said, think about Los Angeles here. If you had a business lunch 8, 10 years ago, and there were 6 or 7 people at the lunch, and a gay waiter came up and said something that identified himself being gay. In fact, if one of the people made fun of that waiter, the vast majority of people wouldn't have said anything at the table. Today, you'd all look up at him and say, if you're as straight as can be, look at him and say, what the hell's the matter with you? And he'd never be invited back. Joe does talk in circles on his political theories. He said, I think we know where we are at this moment. You know, none of you men who are old, women are old enough, but a couple of guys are old enough to remember. Everybody before me was a dropout. Go to Haight-Ashbury. Don't trust anybody over 30. I know no woman who would shake their head and acknowledge it, but you guys know, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe he did spend some time in Haight-Ashbury. A little LSD in addition to a little smoke. I don't know. Let me see. Here's another one. Talking about education. This is really where it just gets off the track. I mean, you can't. He said, make sure every child does get some help at school. We bring social workers into school, into homes of parents, to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want help. They don't know what. They don't know what quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television. Excuse me. Make sure you have the record. This is his words. Make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school or a very poor background will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there. If you don't play the record player, you don't let them hear the radio. So this issue about Joe Biden and his mental capacity in his state is not anything new. He's kind of talked in circles for some time. You just jump in somewhere. Maybe you can follow it. Maybe you can't. And if you got confused by me reading some of those things, I'm confused. Believe me. But I look at these comments that are coming right out of the mouth of the would-be banner carrier for the Democrat Party. And I remind you again, there are those that do not want him. But they don't want Bernie. And this is, again, the latest effort to make sure Bernie does not get the nomination. And it may be, as we were discussing earlier, that Hillary is still on the outside, ready for the door to be open. Oh, I got an update on coronavirus. The head of the New York, New Jersey Port Authority, the guy that oversees New York City's major airports and interstate bus traffic and stations and trains, they say he's been testing positive for coronavirus. The guy that's in charge of all of that. Huh. So on some of my comments coming in on Larry Connors USA Facebook, one of them talking about the coronavirus, and she says, Helen says, this will pass, not new. We've lived through a lot worse. By summer, it will be gone. And then we've got a statement from, this is from David. He said, toilet paper aisle at South County Walmart almost empty. Shows a picture that he posted at Larry Connors USA Facebook, 11 a.m. this morning. He said, normally the shelves are packed full. We should have about 30-day TP supply on hand. TP, one of those items you can't overbuy. It's always going to get used up. But toilet paper, a shortage in some of the major supermarkets right now. And I imagine if you don't have enough at your house, you're going to go out and try to find what you can right now. All part of the coronavirus scare. Listen, we always appreciate you joining us. Let your friends and neighbors, even your enemies, let them know we're on the air. Like to have them take part and be indoctrinated for a while. And you know I appreciate your support. And certainly you supporting my sponsors as well. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.